Yeah, I was very, very proud of my team. We were the only team in the league that had only played one home game to date, and we needed to win today. Both teams were shorthanded. We didn't find out about Val until really this morning at shoot around. I'm proud of the team because that was a shocker to all of us. I give my staff did a great job this week of helping get the team ready to play after our disappointing performance last week at East Carolina. And we just got her back at the Marshall game. She can't practice, so you know, she gave us a double-double in the Marshall game, and then we went to East Carolina, and she just wasn't there, didn't have it. So we didn't know today what, you know, it's hard not practicing. And I thought she did, you know, obviously her numbers are phenomenal. And hopefully we can play her 32 minutes. It's hard because she can't do any basketball conditioning during the week. So I give her a lot of credit. And I thought Crystal had a great defensive job on Ty Jackson. You can't relax one possession on Ty. And Terry Watts, you know, we got Terry Watts and Martez Fulton off the bench really did a good job today for us. And we've been lacking from those two, and that was encouraging to see that as well.
The rebounding in the second half, they did a pretty thorough job of looking you guys on the boards in the second half. It seemed like Samantha especially really kind of took it up another notch on the glass, and I really hope you guys settle things out.
Well, and with Val out, we have to play Samantha more at the post, and thank goodness she has the size, and she was a post player in high school, so that's not foreign to her. She and Lauren and Tiffany, I just felt like we were a little tougher today, not only on the glass, but just in general, and that's something that we have struggled with on a consistent basis this season. And I was encouraged by that. That is our four previous losses, we'd given up 20 or more offensive rebounds. And that was a point of emphasis. They get 20 again. But at least we were, shooting 30% from the field. They're going to have a few more opportunities. I thought our defense was much improved today, and that's an area that we've really slacked off in the last few games.
What were you thinking about
the victory, really? Well, it was disappointing because we shoot free throws every day. We try them, and we are almost every day as a team. The team goes 80%, and we rarely do not do that. And Samantha was probably our most improved free throw shooter. She struggled last year. She was a little over 50%, maybe. She might have even been under 50%, and she was up over 75. And for her to go for 8 is very uncharacteristic. I told Lauren will tend to beat herself up, and I told her not to worry about missed free throws in the first half. She would make them in the second, which she did. That certainly allowed them to stay in the game a lot longer. If we hit our, that's 42%. We shot worse there than we did from the field. So that's uncharacteristic. In a close game, that would have killed us. Fortunately, we did enough other good things. I thought we executed our offensive sets pretty well. And we didn't turn the ball over as much as we have in the past against the Houston pressure. That's been the big difference in them beating us 3 out of 4 in the last 2 years was the differential in turnover points. And I don't see it on here, but it couldn't have been that great because we only had 16. So I was happy with that. And they're shorthanded too. I mean, he's shooting up 7 people, and his 2 subs are post players. So he's got 3 perimeter players. We've got 5 perimeter and 3 post. Both teams were, matchups were, he was playing 4 post players at times, and we're having matchup problems, and we try to go zone when they did that, and both of us are, for the rest of the year. I mean, that's hopefully, we don't know about Val. We don't know how bad she may have a stress fracture, so I just don't know. Bless you, sir. question?
Sorry about that. Midway through the first half, Katie seemed to turn it up a notch. Offensively, defensively, floor general, what was said to her to make her...
I think Katie had a better understanding that she's been reluctant to shoot the ball. She took three shots at East Carolina, and we've just told her that, you know, she has to shoot the ball and be more aggressive offensively for us to be where, to go where we want to go. And she showed a little of that in practice and stepped up and, you know, accepted that challenge a little bit more and was looking for a shot a little bit more. And that was huge. She had 11 points, and she set the tone. Even though we weren't scoring on our fast break opportunities, we were the tempo was how we wanted it in the first half. And I think, you know, that eventually helped us a little bit with a little fatigue factor with Emily Hammond 7.
Another question, not to separate the two players, Katie and Lauren, but that would be a pretty good 1-2 punch when both of them are at 100%. Do you feel that with those two combination of players contributing to the team and doing maybe the bulk of the work, we have a pretty good chance on the rest of the season?
Well, they're certainly two keys for us. You know, that's your point guard, that's your inside. You know, Lauren was very dominant. I mean, she had 8 blocks, and she altered some other shots. She was active. She was all over the glass. And then in the second half, when we struggled a little bit, we were able to go to her inside, and she gives us that inside scoring presence where if we just have Tiffany and Samantha out there, we don't have much size. So, you know, I'm just hoping and praying that with the fouls not seriously hurt, because then, you know, we have 9, and our rotation will be pretty good. You know, Crystal... again, I can't say enough about her defensive effort today, and she's capable of scoring as well. So I'm happy with the rebounding and that. But if Katie and Long play, we're going to have a chance to win. No question.
What do you think is the difference between this game and the other two games where you had sizable leads, double-digit leads, and you lost them quickly? And today, you have Chaser, maybe you put the lead
I think it goes back to defense and rebounding. We gave up 18 offensive rebounds in the first half at East Carolina. That's how we lost a 17-point lead in the first half. And our commitment to defense, we've gotten big leads, but we have not played defense intensely like we did today for pretty much 40 minutes. That's the difference, and that's what separated our team last year when we started making our run through the in conference games was our defense, and we've gotten totally away from that. We badly have missed, in retrospect, Amber Cunningham and Latrice Elder and the defensive presence and toughness they gave us on the perimeter, and that's why it was good to see Chara, Crystal, and Maldes play much better defensively on the perimeter.